اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm very happy to say that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, the same as our previous session. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Welcome, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Fawad?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are
good?
You?
Good? Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's great. Thank you. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. So everyone is fine. We hope that, dear listeners, you are as well fine and healthy. So today, brothers Fawad Haider, Hussein, Hassan, and Ali Nasir will have Ayah 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, on page 28, right? So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, please turn to page 28 of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186. So we'll have a listening. We'll listen to the recitation first, then we'll have a short explanation, then we'll have the Tajweed rules practically, inshallah. Okay.
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's everyone listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
That was great. I will recite the ayah. Make sure you listen and then repeat after me. Okay, Fawad? So, okay. Everyone, brothers and sisters, you as well, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب.
أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان.
أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان.
فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. May Allah accept your dua, inshallah, okay? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Oh, Allah Almighty says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Prophet, وَإِذَا, whenever, سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, whenever my servants, my slaves, humankind, ask you, O Prophet, عني, about me, okay, that where is God? I want to call him. I want to talk to him. When the human beings ask you about me, that where is God? I want to talk to him. فإني قريب. I am what? I'm what?
I am close
to them. I'm near to them. Okay. أجيب. Okay. أجيب. So I'm close to them. What do I do? أجيب دعوة الداعي. I answer the supplicant's call. Whenever anyone calls upon me, okay, calls me, oh Allah, I want to talk to you. I'm there. I'm near him. Okay. I answer him. أجيب. أجيب means I always do it. I just don't do it just once, okay? That I just once answer it. Or in a special time, okay? Allah Almighty doesn't have this time, okay? For example, official hours, okay? Like work hours. Like Allah Almighty should be online, okay? From 8 a.m. up to 12 p.m. So these hours, okay? If you call Allah Almighty, want to talk to Allah Almighty? Yes, you can. But the rest of the hours, okay? You can. No. Allah Almighty is 24 hours online. Okay? If he is there with you. 24 hours, he is there with you. Not online. He is there with you, okay? Whenever you want to talk to him, you can call him. All right?
Yes.
أجيب دعوة الداعي. إذا دعان tells you that whenever someone calls me, I answer. Okay? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. So let them respond to me. Let them, okay? Come to me, for example. Respond to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let my servants have faith in me. Let them have faith in me. Okay? Let them believe that I am there. Allah tells the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, okay? It means help them. For example, introduce God to them, okay, that God is there, all-hearing, all-knowing, he's all-seeing. So he hears you, he sees you, okay, and he is there to help you. So you got to believe in this, okay? So, he is God. Then, and let them have faith in me, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ أَهَا. If you make dua, and if you talk to Allah Almighty, and if you believe in Allah Almighty, what is the result? يرشدون. You will be guided. You will have a bright future. Okay? So this is the result of talking to Allah Almighty, being in contact with Allah Almighty, making dua. Guys, one thing about dua I'm going to tell you. Dua changes a lot of things. Okay? Like donation changes a lot of things. Sadaqah, donation changes a lot of things. Okay? So dua as well makes a lot of changes, brings a lot of changes in your life. If you have difficulties, make dua. Okay? Sometimes your dua may not be answered. You may think that, oh God, I'm asking Allah Almighty a lot, okay, and he's not answering my calls, my dua. Imam, I will say this hadith, then we'll finish the explanation, we'll go to Tajweed Rus, okay? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that sometimes we might think like our prayers, our du'as, okay, are not answered. Listen, there are three reasons for this. One, just remember that your du'a is answered, but it has three cases. First, your du'a is answered and sometimes you will be given this, okay? The du'a that you, sometimes if you think your du'a is not answered, it is because Allah Almighty wants to give you something better than what you wanted from Allah, okay? You wanted something which worth, for example, 10,000, Allah Almighty will give you something better than that. That's why Allah Almighty does not answer you quickly. Wait. Second thing, Allah Almighty wants to give you something in the day of judgment. Allah Almighty keeps that for you for the day of judgment. The third thing, it is not something that you want, is not for your goodness. Okay, yes, it's not something good for you. Okay, so you are asking Allah Almighty about something which is not good for you. So that's why Allah Almighty does not give you that. So There are many other hadiths, okay, that talks about this. Guys, just remember that dua is changing a lot. Dua changes a lot of things, okay? So remember to be in contact with Allah Almighty, okay? Always call Allah Almighty, okay? It's free. No charges, okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, thank you. Now we will move on to the very important part of our class, the Tajweed rules. The first one here, of course, we have to mention the pronunciation of the letters, okay? وَإِذَا ذَال, pronounce it correctly, سَأَ لَكَ Hamza, عِبَادِي عَيْن, عَنِّي again عَيْن, فَإِنِّي Hamza, قَرِيب قَاف, don't pronounce it like kaf, it's different. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان, so many عَيْن letters here, letter we have, so pronounce them correctly. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ هَا. The letter ha. Do not pronounce it like ha. La'allahum, no. La'allahum yarshudun. Right? Now, let's talk about the next rules, okay, that we have. The other important tajweed rules. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Noon mushaddad. عَنِّي. Nasal sound. Produce the sound from your nose. عَنِّي. فَإِنِّي, again nasal sound, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, قَرِيب. If you stop, you change the مَدُّ التَّبِيعِ, the natural mad, the two counts mad, you change it to a longer mad, yes? مَدُّ الْعَارِضِ لِلسُّكُونِ, okay? Yes, so a longer mad. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. And if you stop, the harakat of ba is changed to sukun. Yes?
Yeah.
So what other rule will you apply here? You will apply?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. The echoing sound as well you have to produce. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. Right?
Yeah.
قَرِيب. So, Salah tells you that you can continue, you can stop, but
wasl is better than
wasl, continuing is better. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. This way. Okay, قَرِيبٌ. If you continue, تَنْوِين plus Hamza, you don't have to do anything. Just normally read it. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. Right? No hiding, no merging, no changes. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
أُجِيبُ. Pay attention to the mad. أُجِيبُ. E. Longer mat, long vowel. دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. If you stop, it's better to continue. But if you stop, change the harakat of noon to sukun. So, دَعَان. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لِي بِي. Make sure long mat, okay? Long vowel. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. يَرْ, رَا. The pronunciation of the letter ra, heavy. Yar, tafkhim, it's called the rule. Tafkhim or ra. Yarshudun. Alright?
Yes.
So, these were the important tajweed rules that we have mentioned so far. And alhamdulillah, in this session you learned them. Please practice them, inshallah, okay? And about the dua, why our dua is not answered, how can we make better duas, okay? What du'as are better for every type of, for example, conditions. We have situations, we have special du'as. Okay, you can refer to the hadith, to the tafasir book, inshallah. Learn them and inshallah, apply them, practice them in your life. Okay, so don't forget to include us in your du'as as well. All right? So brothers and sisters, please do not forget us in your du'as. And thank you so much thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Xavier International Schools Network. Fawad Haider says that you have to give thanks to me as well. So, Fawad Haider, thank you so much. Please make include us in your dua as well, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hassan, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان